This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the roots on fire. If you're with me in hour one and hour two, this is hour number three, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. If you're with me in the first 2 hours, you know one of the overriding themes was about this new study out of Brown and Dartmouth that confirms everything I've ever said, that the media is so negative about COVID, so ridiculous, hysterically, exaggeratively over-the-top negative, unwarranted negative. Yes, people die. I get that. I lost my parents 28 days apart to cancer. Should we be negative about cancer? Sure. Should it lead off the news? No. Should we shut down society? No. Is that all anyone should talk about? No. Should we do a daily death count for cancer? No. It would be too depressing, and that's what you've done to people for the last year. And you've made them so scared of COVID because of that daily death count and that daily case count and that daily hospitalizations count. So darn ridiculous. So I want to keep quoting this study a little bit, and then I'll get on to other topics. The Dartmouth and Brown researchers found the negativity of the U.S. major media is notable even in areas with positive developments, including school reopenings and vaccine trials. When schools reopen to in-person teaching, a move validated by the experience of European schools, which had no problems after they reopened, U.S. media was always quick on the scene with a wet blanket. The study found 86% of U.S. mainstream media articles about school reopenings are negative. The easing of government restrictions reliably attracts negative media. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds lifted the state's mask mandate in early February. That sparked a wave of negative reporting and opinion pieces, and the Washington Post ran a piece titled, "Welcome to Iowa, a state that doesn't care if you live or die." In September, a similar derision was heaped on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis when he lifted major statewide restrictions. However, when neither Florida nor Iowa experienced any negative consequences, just like what's happening today in Texas, there was little media reporting of the good news that government restrictions and mandates may not be necessary after all. I mean, this is amazing. This is coming from researchers in Brown and Dartmouth. We see a similar pattern with the media's never-ending cycle of warnings that various holidays and special events will bring a surge of contagion and kill us all. Isn't that exactly what's happening now with this CDC director and with President Biden today? I hate to call him president because he's not president. Let's call him Puppet Biden. Dementia Puppet Biden today quoted the CDC person that we've got impending doom. She actually used that word, impending doom. Cases are going to nothing. How's their impending doom? They're only high in New York and New Jersey and Michigan and California. We see a similar pattern with the media's never-ending cycle of warning that various holidays and special events will bring a surge of contagion. Thanksgiving, I remember this thing, we're all going to die because we're all getting together for Thanksgiving. And Christmas, we're all going to die, we're getting together for Christmas. And then the Super Bowl, we're all going to die because we're having Super Bowl parties. And you let people in the games. And then spring break. Oh, my God. Can you imagine women in bikinis with breasts hanging out? Well, COVID loves that. We're dead. And when the predicted surges don't happen, which is like 99% of the time, the media gives little attention to the happy news that it's warnings about whatever's next on the calendar. This article says it's as if the mainstream journalists feel bound to stoke COVID fear. But that's not true. See, I know the media. I've been in the media. I've been around the media. I'm part of the media. It's not that. It's not that. It's that if it bleeds, it leaves. The media's always done this. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I'd watch the news in New York, and I would get this feeling that everyone who goes to New York City dies. They're all murdered, mugged and murdered. But they weren't all mugged and murdered. There was one mugging a day in a city of millions. Or I should say one mugging murder a day. It might be five muggings a day and one mugging murder a day. And that's bad. And that makes you should be on your guard. But it doesn't mean that everyone's going to die. You have the audio of the CDC director right now? Go ahead, play it. Go.
I'm going to lose the script, and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope. But right now, I'm scared. Three historic scientific breakthrough vaccines, and we are rolling them out so very fast.
Chicken Little. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. It's Chicken Little. You are so full of crap. You're not happy unless the world is ending. So you can be the little queen bee that saved us all and protects us all. But you're not protecting us by making us wear filthy diapers smeared with crap over our mouths, you idiot. That's why everyone's sick. And you're not helping us by locking us down so everybody's a drunk and an alcoholic, depressed and committing suicide. Because they don't have a job or their business is failing. Their restaurant will never reopen again. These people are paid to ruin our lives. And they're all liars. You know, Grayson, they're all liars. Trump actually felt compelled today to slam Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx, the two doctors that ran America while COVID was going on. He calls them liars and self-promoters. You know? He says they were wrong about everything. It's really quite amazing. Trump said today, based on their interviews, I felt it was time to speak up about Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. Two self-promoters trying to reinvent history to cover for their bad instincts and faulty recommendations, which I fortunately almost always overturned. You know, my argument, why didn't you overturn all of them? Because they're wrong about everything. Trump continued, they had bad policy decisions that would have left our country open to China and others, closed to reopening our economy, and years away from an approved vaccine, putting millions of lives at risk. The former president said Fauci and Birx moved far too slowly on vaccine development and touted strict lockdown measures that would leave Americans locked in our basements. When I saw what happened in New York City, almost overrunning of our healthcare system, it was like, oh my goodness, Fauci said. And that's when it came very clear the decision was made on January the 10th to go all out and develop a vaccine. It may have been the best decision I've ever made with regard to an intervention as director of the Institute. Trump described Fauci's remarks as a fake interview. He mocked Fauci's first pitch at the Washington Nationals game, saying the doctor was an athlete in college but couldn't throw a baseball close to home plate. It was a roller. He added that Fauci tried to take credit for the vaccine when, in fact, he was the one who said it would take 3 to 5 years and probably longer to have it approved. Dr. Fauci was incapable of pressing the FDA to move it through faster. I was the one to get it done. Even the fake news media knows and reports this. Dr. Fauci is the king of flip-flops and moving goalposts to make himself look as good as possible. He fought me so hard because he wanted to keep our country open to countries like China. Trump also targeted Birx, the former president. The former response coordinator described a very uncomfortable phone call with Trump after she warned in a television appearance last August that COVID was extraordinarily widespread. It was a CNN report in August that got horrible pushback, Birx told the network. That was a very difficult time because everybody in the White House was upset with that interview and the clarity I brought about the epidemic. In response, Trump called Birx a proven liar with very little credibility left. Many of her recommendations were viewed as pseudoscience, and Dr. Fauci would always talk negatively about her. In fact, when asked not to be in the same room with her, Trump said, the states who followed her lead, like California, had worse outcomes on COVID and ruined the lives of countless children because they couldn't go to school, ruined many businesses, and an untold number of Americans were killed by the lockdowns themselves. Dr. Birx was a terrible medical advisor, which is why I seldom followed her advice. There was no difficult phone call other than Dr. Birx's policies that would have led us directly into a COVID depression. She was a very negative voice who didn't have the right answers. Time has proved me correct. I only kept Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx on because they worked for the U.S. government for so long. They're like a bad habit. Anyway, look, I agree with everything Trump just said. The only thing I disagree with is, you know, when Trump says, I only kept them on because you should have fired them. You should have fired them. They're bums. There's so many people in government are overpaid bums. You know, not that I'm comparing Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci to a lifeguard in Los Angeles, because you can't compare them. A lifeguard's job is to swim in the water and save somebody. Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci are, you know, big-shot doctors with fancy Ivy League degrees that run, you know, the medicine of the entire United States, basically, for all intents and purposes, the health care and medical response of the United States during COVID. But it just shows you they're all wrong about everything, even a lifeguard. Here's a story. Top lifeguards in Los Angeles earn up to $392,000 a year. Seven L.A. County lifeguards earned more than $300,000 in taxpayer dough last year by tapping into overtime. 82 of them made more than $200,000 a year. The best paid lifeguard was acting chief lifeguard Fernando Butox, who made $391,000 last year. Can you imagine? These are the government employees that are ripping us off. Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free
gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire on USA Radio Network. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do on this show every single day. The sponsor of this specific segment of the show is Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And the results are people lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love, plus supercharge their energy and boost their immune system and look and feel years younger. How do I know? Because I just completed the first stage of the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. You got to understand what that means. You know, I was never fat a day in my life. Inner body fat. It's got nothing to do with being fat. You could be skinny as could be. Andrew Paul, the producer of this show, very skinny guy. He lost 38 pounds of inner body fat on this program. That means fat that's all in your body, inside your body, around your organs. Dangerous fat that could kill you, that could cause a heart attack or, you know, kidney failure, things like that. He lost 38 pounds of it. I lost 25 pounds of it. Both of us just on the opening phase of the program. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. Don't take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. But the best thing that happened to me is how many people keep coming up to me and saying, you look fantastic. You look 10 years younger. What are you doing, man? Oh, my God. Wayne, what are you doing? So many people come up and say that to me. Look, cut to the chase. Join right now. You know you want to join. You know you want to look 10 years younger and hear that from people. You want to hear people say you look great. You want to hear people say you look thin. And you want to lose 25 pounds or more of inner body fat. And you want to add muscle, and you want to get hydrated at the cellular level. You want all the things that happened to me, Wayne Root, your host. So call Energized Health right now, 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention war, get 40% off, energizedhealth.com. So, you know, we've got this scam going on in America I took me a while, and I finally, it hit me, because I have so many other things going on. It's not like I didn't get it. I'm just busy, right? But the scam of the year, the scam of the decade, the scam of the century, maybe. Well, first of all, it's media's response to COVID. COVID's real, it's there, but the media response to it is one of the biggest scams of all time. And the second big scam is what's going on at the border. What a horrible, horrible scam that is. You're going to ruin the greatest country in world history, because if I was a terrorist, I'd be coming to America right now. If I had suicide bombers in my team, I'd be coming to America. If I had COVID or cancer or heart disease, I'd be coming to America. If I had to walk on my knees, if I had to walk on bare feet over hot coals, I'd be coming to America. If I had kids, 12 of them, 15 of them, I'd be coming to America. So the whole world is coming. Of course they're going to come. Everybody wants to come to America. 100 million, 200 million, 1 billion people are on the way. What a scam. And then the other big scam is this Asian hate crime scam. Oh, there's Asian hate crime, all right, but it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with Trump calling it China virus. It has nothing to do with Republicans. It has nothing to do with white people. There's no white people with an Asian hate crime wave beating Asians over the head. No, I'm sorry. Every single time there's a story about it, just stating facts, nothing racist about this, just stating a fact. Every single photo or video, it happens to be an African-American beating the crap or mugging or murdering an Asian in a fairly rough neighborhood. A lot of Asian neighborhoods are right on the outskirts of black inner-city neighborhoods. And it's a black criminal mugging an Asian. And they go, Asian hate crime, white people, Trump supporters hate Asians. What? So what's it all about? Well, first of all, you know, one of my great friends texted me over the weekend. He said, you know, any crime committed by a white person, it's because he's white and white people are evil. Any crime committed by black people or people of color, it's the gun. You know, blame the white people if white people commit the crime. Blame the gun if black people commit it. Don't ever blame someone of color and always blame the gun. And that's totally true. What's going on is absurd. The two girls in Washington, D.C. were both African-American who killed that poor Uber Eats driver. And then today on the New York City subway, a black man is beating an Asian man almost to death. And moments ago, I saw another story about a BLM guy beating the crap out of an Asian guy. And so what does it all mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means that Joe Biden's owned by China, and they want to make sure that you're not allowed to say a bad word about China. So they're making you feel guilty. There's a crime wave against Asians. Well, that crime wave has nothing to do with me or you. I've never hurt an Asian in my life. Never have, never will. I like Asian people. I eat Chinese food all day long. It's my second home, my cheers, the Chinese restaurants. I don't want to hurt a hair on an Asian's head. But they don't want you to ever even mention the word China and Joe Biden ever again. They want to make you guilty.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
90% of American adults will be eligible to receive a coronavirus vaccination within the next 3 weeks. President Biden speaking more about the eligibility expansion at a White House event.
I'm directing my COVID team to ensure there is a vaccine site within 5 miles of 90% of all Americans.
Pharmacies offering vaccinations will soon increase to nearly 40,000 across the United States. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is worried illegal immigrants being brought to his state for processing will spread coronavirus.
They are being handled appropriately, I am told, but what is happening to the adults that have been exposed to those children who have COVID?
He says the kids will stay at a handful of shelters across the state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. By the way, if you want to reach me, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. Revamp big section, all my videos, all my commentaries, great stuff. We spent a lot of money upgrading that website. It's a really nice site now. RootForAmerica.com. You can get my opinions and thoughts all day long about politics and controversial issues at Parler, at Real Wayne Root, at Parler.com. And my new podcast, War Raw, available anywhere podcasts are available. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, every day of the week. And then we've got a sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA. Vertical Research Advisory, my great buddy Kip Herridge, who've been friends for almost 20 years now. In 2003, Kip founded VRA, the only three letters you got to remember, KIP and VRA. It's his daily investment economic newsletter. Well, the other three letters you got to remember are WIN, W-I-N, because this guy wins. This guy's a winner. His VRA investing system, unlike anything you've ever seen, his top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. He's the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Each day, Kip, his son Tyler, and his team tell you what's happening in the economy and the markets and exactly what investments to own, including their top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. Let him prove to you how good VRA really is. For a limited time, Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free. For 2 weeks, join now at VRAinsider.com. Free two-week membership, VRAinsider.com. All right, to talk about the economy, we've got Kip Herridge with us. Kip, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, doing great, man. Great to be back here. Appreciate it.
So I know you want to talk about something that you've named the big bribe, but I want to tell you a little story, and then I'm going to get your reaction to it, okay? You game?
Okay. I'm in.
So my son Hudson, you know, goes to college in Dallas, and he was back for the weekend with, like, five of his friends, and they all came for the weekend to Vegas to gamble and to go out to dinner and to have fun. And for all I know, they were at strip clubs. I'm guessing they didn't tell me that. They were probably out at strip clubs. And I said, Hudson, do these guys have rich families? And he says to me, no. And I said, well, you said they were all gambling and they lost a lot of money. How did they do that? And he says, well, we're all spending our stimulus check. And I said, your stimulus check? How did you get a stimulus check? Because I know he's in college. He doesn't make any money. He doesn't pay any taxes. Why does he get a stimulus check? Oh, Dad, everyone over the age of 18 got $1,400. My friends and I all got $1,400. And it's like burning a hole in our pockets, man. We wanted to come to Vegas and gamble and go out to dinner and have fun. And my friends blew their whole $1,400 each, he told me. I was in shock. I had no idea that my kids were getting mailed $1,400 checks. You don't send $1,400 checks to 18 to 21-year-olds. First of all, they never pay taxes. Why do they deserve a $1,400 check? Second of all they're going to do with it is spend it at strip clubs or spend it on pot or spend it on drugs or drink a lot too much alcohol or go out to $200 steakhouses in Vegas when they've never done that before because, hey, it's free on the government. So that plays right into your thinking about the big bribe, right?
Your son, Hudson, is now easily influenced by the big bribe and will probably vote for Democrats across the board in 22 and Biden in 24.
He won't if he wants to live. But a lot of the other kids will, I'm sure. You know, my son's a big conservative and he understands what a joke Biden is. And he thinks Biden's half dead, and he thinks it's a communist takeover of America because he's heard from me. But doesn't change the fact that most of these kids will be easily influenced by Uncle Joe giving them a $1,400 check for nothing. And if, correct me if I'm wrong, Kip, you don't even owe taxes back on it, right? There's no taxes on your stimulus check, is there?
I believe there are taxes on the stimulus checks. The last round, I know for sure.
Oh, well, then they shouldn't have gambled it away because now they're going to find out they have a $700 tax bill and they lost all $1,400. But all I'm telling you is that's amazing to hear that story that all these young kids are doing this.
But Hudson wouldn't be because you'd have to be over a certain income bracket to even pay taxes. So, yeah, that's going to be free money for him at his age group for sure.
Well, then most of his classmates, too, will not have to pay taxes on the $1,400. It's a free $1,400 bribe, as you put it.
Yes, and this is an ongoing conversation that we're having with our clients. And, you know, just a little quick backdrop. I mean, I've done this 36 years. I'm politically inclined, not to the degree that you are, but always loved politics. And many, many years ago, my mentors taught me about the importance of understanding the big picture, understanding how politics and the markets are intertwined. And so, you know, like you, I think I've always had the antenna up. And I know a lot of your listeners do, too, if not most. And what we've been, again, talking with our clients about on a regular basis for some time now is this ongoing psychological operation. We call it the Big Bribe. And it's just, if this is what's happening, I see a lot of evidence that it is. This is brilliantly executed by the left. Actually, it's by the establishment, the planners, you know, whoever you want to call the people that are calling the shots for our U.S. and global economy, because it's happening around the world, too, not just in the U.S. But the question we ask everybody, and we get a very interesting answer back, which is, man, you're right. The question is, what better way to make us all forget about coronavirus insanity, all the unanswered questions we have about the virus, about these vaccines, and there's a lot of them, but of course, if you ask those questions, you'll be banned from life. But what better way to make us forget about our questions about coronavirus and the vaccines? What better way to make us forget about a stolen election or the shredding of our constitutional rights?
Kip, yes. What about questions about a brain-dead president? How do you make make people forget about the fact that the president has got dementia and can't even spell words, can't put two sentences together, doesn't know where he is when he wakes up in the morning, hides in the basement with a mask on? It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, and by the way, thinks he was in the U.S. Senate for 120 years. He said that the other day, that 120 years ago when I got to the Senate.
You know, Basement Joe got elected with that strategy, and, you know, we're all sitting here going, wait a minute, this guy got, what, 11 million more votes than anybody ever? What? There's just no way that's possible. Of course it wasn't possible. But, again, we've had now, in the U.S. and globally, a total of $22 trillion in combined stimulus. That's fiscal and monetary stimulus. That doesn't even include the $71 trillion, Wayne, $71 trillion is the amount that global money supply has increased in the last, inside of 1 year. That's M1 and M2 money supply. In other words, that's money in our bank accounts, our savings accounts, our investment accounts, our liquid money. $71 trillion globally is liquid. That means people are flush. People have money in their bank accounts. They've got money to invest, money to spend. And again, that's the Big Bribe.
And I've never seen Vegas so jammed as this weekend since, you know, maybe like 2 years ago, the height of the economy doing great under Trump. Every restaurant I walked into, Vegas, by the way, Kip, supposedly still at 50% in restaurants and casinos. Well, let me tell you, every restaurant I walked in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night had like 140% full. It wasn't a table. There wasn't a seat without a person in it. The bar was jammed. Sitting next to me was O.J. Simpson, by the way. The place was jammed. And it was like jammed like the old days. And I heard the Vegas Strip, there was a 17-mile backup driving back to California on Sunday night at 7 o'clock at night. So they're all spending their stimulus check, all of them.
But, you know, if you listen to the director of the CDC, we have impending doom. Of course, no one's buying this anymore. You know, we had the same thing in Texas when, you know, they said, okay, you know, restaurants at 20% capacity. We were packed from the minute they reopened, just like in Vegas. So the people have figured this out. But again, we are sheep. I mean, human nature is more easily manipulated now than ever. And this is what our planners know. And the bigger concern for me, look, I love the fact the market's going up. We think it's going to keep going up a whole lot. Our forecast by the 24 election is the Dow Jones is going to be at about 75,000. That's 130% higher from here. We're positioned for that kind of a move. All the evidence points to that. But it also points to something even more troubling, is a longer-term narrative. You know, who's going to vote against Biden in 22? And who's going to vote against Biden in 24 if our real estate values are skyrocketing? Yes, it'll be because of inflation, but we wouldn't have figured that out by then. You only find that out later, like Venezuela did. And who's going to vote against Biden if your 401k just doubled? Who's going to vote against Biden if you've got more money in your bank account than you ever had? So even if you wouldn't vote for Biden, the concern that we have, and again, I'm an independent, but, you know, obviously lean right when it comes to voting. Who's going to vote? Most Republicans, or many Republicans, will just stay home because they're going to, you know what, things aren't quite so bad. So this is the way we've been looking at it. We've been aggressively long for media. We think this is playing out in real time. And I know the temptation, believe me, I fight this every day as well. The temptation for people is to be very concerned when we see what's happening. We see the attacks against our Constitution, against our civil rights. What's happening with these possibly mandatory vaccines. What? You just can't believe vaccine passports could be mandatory in this country. And I really don't think they will be. But what we're trying to do is keep everybody's head on a swivel and just say, listen, let's have a bifurcated approach. Let's realize that on the left, this is happening, the insanity of D.C. and everything we're having to deal with. But at the same time, we need to have a game plan for the next 4 to 5 years of making money, because it's going to come in handy when we can take our returns from the stock market and maybe from some real estate transactions, put about 20 to 50% of those profits into physical gold and silver. We'll be very well positioned going forward.
Yeah, the only thing, Kip, that I have an argument with you about is that they're all going to vote for Biden because they got an extra few dollars in their pocket. Let me tell you, under Trump, the middle class has never done better in the history of America. Even Reagan, they never did better than the 4 years under Trump. It was an explosion in middle class income up and in middle class taxes down. And still, Trump lost the election. So that doesn't mean that Biden's going to win if people don't like him. But if the election is rigged like it was in 2020, then Biden doesn't have to worry about this anyway. So, you know, I don't know about everyone voting for Biden, but I think kids will vote for Biden, and they already did. So, you know, he's probably locking them in. I get that. Stay with us, Kip. Don't go away. I want to hear about your five-year game plan in the face of communism and fascism and authoritarianism and Orwellian philosophy. I want to hear your five-year game plan. Coming up next. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Chris, my board op and associate producer does the best fake Wayne Root imitation ever. And we've been listening to his Wayne Root imitation during the break. Kip and I were just laughing. No, don't do it on the air. It's okay. We'll do it another time, not now. So, VRAinsider.com, by the way, free 2 weeks with my great friend Kip Herridge, the author of The Big Bribe. That should be your next book, Kip. The Big Bribe. And that's what this is. I'm telling you, these stimulus checks. You know who's the stupidest person in the room? The stupidest person in the room is Mitch McConnell. Trump said, let's give everyone a $1,400 check. And Mitch McConnell said no. And I could have told him, even though I'm against things like this, this is how you get elected. This is how you bribe the kids. It's not going to convince Republicans to vote Democrat, but it's going to convince a generation of high school and college kids getting a check they don't deserve and not paying any taxes on it and using it on drugs, alcohol, gambling, steak dinners, and strip clubs. I guarantee you they're all going to vote Democrat because they think Uncle Joe made them rich. So all Trump had to do was get it approved by Mitch McConnell and the GOP Senate, and I believe Trump would be the president of the United States today, and Trump and the GOP would have won the Senate as well. And instead, they got nothing, and now Democrats are free to do any damage they want to all of us and stuff any bill through without a filibuster and ruin the United States of America. So he should have said yes, but instead Mitch McConnell ruined everything. And that's why we lost the presidency and 2 Senate seats, other than the rigged election. That's one of the big factors right there. All you got to do is approve this. How dumb is Mitch McConnell?
Well, and you're assuming, Wayne, that Mitch McConnell actually wanted Trump to win. He didn't.
No, he didn't. Right. You know, right. He didn't.
He's just establishment, like all the rest of them. It's one party rule. They really should just do away with the names. It's just the establishment, you know, now. And you have the Supreme Court justices that are just going along. Even the new ones that Trump worked so hard to get appointed.
Amazing.
You know, they're not even raising a voice. Letting all these cases, denying all these cases, in trying to protect our constitutional rights and our civil liberties, they're denying them all. And it's a real depressing time. But again, this fits in very well with what the conversation we have with our clients every day. Because the analogy I'll give people about the big bribe is that, you know, years ago, when we were telling people to buy Bitcoin at $2,000, okay, very few people wanted to do it because nobody understood it. I understood that. We didn't really understand it. We just knew it was a new asset class. So, but now everybody wants to buy Bitcoin. It's gone from 2,000 to 57,000. And that's what's going to happen to the stock market if our work is right. So, you know, again, you have to fight against your sense of self-preservation almost to say, okay, my main objective is here is to make money in the markets. That's what we have to do here because they're going to pump this market higher to bribe everybody or for whatever reason, pick your own reason, because this market's going higher. It's just almost an impossibility with this kind of a liquidity and the surge in corporate earnings that are coming. We're going to see a first quarter and second quarter earnings reports. They're just going to, people won't believe. Estimates are that first quarter earnings will be 30, Tyler told me today, 33% higher than they were last year. And then second quarter earnings, who knows? I mean, we're talking about probably, three to four times that. So the investors are going to start seeing the Dow Jones go to 33,000 now. The investors will see it go to 35,000, then 40,000, and then 50,000. And then people will start jumping in. What we're trying to tell people is you want to get ahead of that. This is a wall of worrying that we believe should be invested, you know, and then we can watch Fox News or whatever or listen to your show and make up our minds about, you know, what decisions we want to make for our family longer term. But that is our long-term game plan. We're going to maximize the profit potential we have in the markets and real estate and Bitcoin and all these things. And then we take 20% of our profits and we roll them back into physical gold and silver. You don't want to buy the paper stuff, the ETFs, none of that. You don't want to buy collectibles. You want to basically buy meltdown value, physical, silver and gold. We're also, by the way, big believers in copper. But we do that through equities. But we've got inflation coming. It's ultimately going to show up in physical gold and silver. You know, we've loved it for a long time, like you do. And I think we look back in, you know, say 5 to 7 years, we'll have doubled our money plus in the stock market, probably much more than that, especially if you own the right stocks. We believe in those right stocks of value stocks today and growth stocks, a combination of the two. And then with Bitcoin as well, just a small percentage of your portfolio, over 5 years, you'll have rolled your entire principal amount of your initial portfolio into physical gold and silver, and you'll be ready to make hay when inflation comes home to roost, which we think is probably, again, in the next 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing I think when you mentioned the big bribe, it's not just bribing poor people and college kids and anybody who gets a $1,400 stimulus check, Kip, it's also bribing the ultra rich. That's what this whole Biden administration is about.
Absolutely.
Is taking care of the poor and the rich.
Wall Street got them elected, absolutely.
Right. Taking care of the poor and the rich. And that's what the border is about, by the way. People see all these millions of people coming over the border. But I'll tell you what I see. I see all of Biden's friends own the organizations that get the government contracts that bring all the illegals in. So the Mexican drug cartel gets rich on the other side of the border. And on this side of the border, it's all George Soros' buddies that backed Biden who have all the organizations and the nonprofits, supposedly, that bring them in and educate them and bring in kids and house them in the facilities and fly them places. That's all government contracts, and it's all Democrats getting those government contracts, friends of Biden. Sad stuff. Hey, if you want Kip's five-year plan, go to VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Free for 2 weeks. This man is Nostradamus. He's good. Have a great night, Kip. Thanks, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.